Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we are. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is back in the studio, and today, Hugh Douglas, we are at Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. That's where the show is today. We're excited to be here. Come on out and check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. The show is on the road today, and the Eagle Circus has rolled back into town. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, usually I would push back because I want to celebrate Thanksgiving, but I'm not going to lie. It's real festive up in here. I'm a little bit mad at John Marco.
This place is awesome.
I'm mad at him because he decorated the hell out of this place, and it looks nice, and they're playing Christmas music.
I'm wearing my Home Alone sweater.
John Marco, I know you're listening. I'm mad at you because we ain't even had Thanksgiving yet, but it looks really nice in here. And I saw the drink menu. Real nice drink menu. You didn't bring back the nut job, though. I don't understand why you didn't bring that one back.
At 10:02.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to have a wild show, so I just wanted to get that in there first.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a wild show. That's
bring
for sure.
Bring back the nut job.
All right, 215-592-9494. Come on out. We're at Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware on Main Street doing the show today from 10 to 2.
It is Wednesday, right? It's too early.
It is Wednesday.
Bring back the nut job.
But, you know, look, Hugh Douglas, the circus music we played in here was for a reason.
For what?
I got to tell you, as we start the show today, I am tired, okay? And I'm not tired because we were up late on Monday watching a great football game. I'm tired because of the same thing we've had to deal with for the entire season. So I wanted today, we kind of always think in our heads ahead of time, like, what are we going to talk about the rest of the week based on the game to come? Like, we start thinking about the Lions, right, to get ready for that game, the number one seed in the NFC, all this great stuff based on the Eagles winning an outstanding football game on Monday night. That should be the story, that the Eagles won again, that they won on the road again, that they've gone to Lambeau this year and won, and they've gone to Kansas City and won, and Tampa Bay. The Eagles are a Super Bowl contender, one of the biggest Super Bowl contenders. They have a chance to go back-to-back, yet Hugh, I wake up this morning, and the story is not about the team anymore, but it's once again about A.J. Brown. Let's let everyone hear some of this, because I imagine a lot of our audience isn't familiar with Janky Rondo. I don't know. I wasn't familiar with him either until this morning. Yeah, Janky Rondo, apparently a Twitch streamer. The reason you need to be aware of it, like I was this morning, Hugh, A.J. Brown playing some Madden last night with some guy named Janky Rondo, and this is on Twitch. And, of course, that is live for everyone to listen to. Let's hear some of A.J. Brown last night talking about his situation here with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, but look, everything be good, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good. You know what I'm saying? Wife good, everything.
Yeah,
hey, let's go.
Trimmer. Yeah, where have you been?
No, I was just checking out. Like, you my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else? No.
Man, everything gonna click, bro. Chat, chill, look. Everything gonna click, bro. Trust me.
Show.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. No, you got chat cracking up, bro.
Awesome. How you been? Yeah, I've been, struggling, brother.
All right, so what you heard there is it is a bleep show, and he's struggling, brother. There was more, though. They're playing the game, and he's talking about getting the football to himself on Madden. Here is A.J. Brown talking about showing 11 some love.
No.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, you're stupid. Let's show him some love.
Man, Alex, that's too old!
No, good things happen when you get touches. Oh! Let's go from 11 some love. Let's see how that goes. What's up, Joe? Where daddy at? Oh, right there. Touchdown. Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro. Man, that boy dancing his ass off.
Hey, you see what I'm saying? It's been only positive.
Well, I wish that was it, but there is one more. Let's hear this. AJ reminiscing about his stats after the game on Madden, as you heard there him say, show 11 some love, good things happen. Here's one last one from AJ Brown.
Well, that gotta be cool as hell, bro. Like, you realize, bro, like, your son seeing you, like, on a game, bro, like, that's actually lit, bro.
I'm telling you, bro, that's the only highlight of the damn football I've been living right now.
That's the only highlight of the damn football I've been living. So show 11 some love. That's the only highlight I've been living. And Hugh Douglas, it is a bleep show. Your reaction here this morning as A.J. Brown goes on Twitch last night and makes sure everyone knows he is clearly not happy with his role in this football team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera.
And I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have none. I'm okay with it.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Like, I think this is a cultural thing, and I'm about to break it down.
Okay.
You know, I always talk about the drunk uncle at the barbecue, mm-hmm. right? There's also... In the African American culture, you know, you have that one uncle that is probably not all there, right? And normally he comes to the family reunion and you just leave him be. You know he ain't right. You know something's wrong with him, but we don't say anything about it. I know we're trying to culturally move away from that, but this feels like appropriate in this sense because it's obvious what's going on. You know, somebody said something a few weeks ago, and I'm starting to believe that's true. One of the millennials, who is it? The Gen Zs? Who is it? The millennials?
No, it's not the millennials.
No, the millennials.
It's the ones
I know
after
what
the
I'm saying, Francisco. Millennials.
It's after the millennials.
What's that? The Gen Z or
something? Sure.
Something like that. That's
Gen Z.
Okay. That's Max. Okay. Max is probably popping his chest, talking about, yeah, that's my crew.
All right.
But they. They do stuff different, you know, and I think that, like, I feel like my father more now than I ever did before. Like, when you he's talked about, used to walk to school 8 miles both ways or whatever. I feel him on that now because it's about attention. That's what he's doing because these tweets and these things that he does, they're strategic, Joe.
And let's make it clear that what that was he was on last night is public. Anyone
yes.
can watch that. That's
yes.
how that audio
see,
is out here.
Here's how I look at it. You go and have a press conference every day where you get to talk to the media and you get to air out what how you really feel. And you will sit there and to a man, you will say what the team wants you to say. And then you will go, I don't know if you think anybody listen to Janky Rondo or whatever, but hell, I Twitch. Every now and then I'll watch a Twitch screen, stream.
Do you hell dive on Twitch?
I don't hell dive on Twitch because the language gets a little blue.
Ooh, yeah, we can't do that.
You know what I mean? We can't do that, you know. So it's not like a lot of people stream. That's a source of revenue. You did two things last night. You gave Bob Lang, the PR guy, you gave him heartburn. You gave Bob heartburn so much so that I lied to Bob this morning. Thanks a lot, Joe. Because I told him I was going to give him 5 whole minutes.
I gave him 2.5. And we got to get to the audio, Bob. You know that.
And I told him I was going to give him 5 whole minutes before we talked about this. You gave Bob Lang heartburn. And you made Janky Rondo a household name here in Philadelphia today. Because now everybody's going to his Twitch stream. He's blowing up. He's probably gotten a couple thousand followers behind this. Because now he's getting scoops. You know what he needs to be on? What do they call it? Insider of the year?
Eagles insider of the year.
He's in the running, Spike and Ike. He has to be in the running for insider of the year.
Does he overtake Elliott? Maybe.
Because this is the hottest story in the city. And then think about it like this. It always happens after something happens with the Eagles. Like BG, when BG came back,
yep.
He flamed the team.
He became the story again.
The hardest, toughest fought game of the season. And you know what? Here's the thing. I watch a lot of stuff on social media. I watch a lot of Twitch and things like that. People were talking about how you were open and you didn't get the ball. Now, that was something before you came in this morning that was probably going to be up for debate. We were going to talk about that. But because you chose violence this morning, this is what's going to be talked about. You know, you're going to get them phone calls and texts about why y'all talking about this. Because, damn it, he's making it a story.
Yeah, he is. And look, here's the bottom line. I know maybe it's not bothering you as much. I'm tired of A.J. Brown. I don't know how else to say it. I'm tired. I'm tired of this guy making himself the story when he hasn't been the story on the field for a while now. I'm tired of after their best win of the year. You just said a hardest fought, best win of the year. We're talking about A.J. Brown again. Because he decided to go public with this is a bleep show or whatever he's got to say about the Eagles. And the only stats he get are on Madden right now. It is a distraction. I'm tired of it. And I think back to a couple weeks ago. And, Hugh, I know we didn't want to lose a good player. How we didn't want to lose a good player. But, you know, you look back. He just went out there and had 2 catches for 13 yards. We talk about this player as if he's irreplaceable. 2 catches for 13 yards and the Eagles won the game anyway. They should have traded him 2 weeks ago. This is a divorce waiting to happen. He's not going to be here next year. And I just hope this doesn't get to the point where it fractures a team's chances to win another Super Bowl. This is a joke. Okay, this guy this season, he is 62nd in the NFL in receptions. He is 50th in yards. He is 37th in yards per catch. He is 99 guys have a better success rate when they're throwing the football. He has not been close to an elite player. The only reason we talk about him is because he complains about it. And he makes us know how tired he is of it. Well, I'm tired of A.J. Brown. They should have traded him 2 weeks ago. 215-592-9494. The last play I watched him have on Monday night, he gave questionable effort on the bomb on 4th and 6. We all saw it. We all saw it. He could have come back to the football and maybe get a penalty. Maybe the game ends on that instead of the Packers getting the football back. So that's the last image I have in my head. Is A.J. Brown giving questionable effort on that play? And for him to go on there and talk about how it's a bleep show and it's the only stats he gets, well, you know, you're part of this, A.J. You might not be the player you used to be. You've been banged up for 2 years. You haven't produced like an all-pro player in a long time now. This is a joke. The Eagles are 7-2. That was the best win they had all season. They are really on the precipice now of being the number one seed again and having everything come through Philadelphia to go win another world championship, and this is the story again. I'm tired of this guy. I am tired of the A.J. Brown experience.
I hear you, Joe.
It was awesome when he first got here, and he is and he has been a talented player in the NFL and one of the better receivers. But, like, I always go back to this. Are you worth the headache? This guy ain't worth the headache anymore. It's a headache. I got to listen to Janky Rondo stream now? This is ridiculous.
But can I play devil's advocate for a minute?
Well, you can, but we're going to yell at you for it.
And let's just step back for a minute and go back in the time machine, right?
You have one of those?
To Monday night.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, we got video. and go back to Monday night and just say for the sake of this argument that A.J. Brown watched the game. He watched the live feed. And you hear Joe Buck describe, you know, talk about Jalen, talking about you, and Jalen says, what'd he say? He's a good player.
And he's here.
And he's here. How do you think that makes you feel? So, I mean, I'm trying to step back and look at it from his perspective. So you see that and you internalize that and you're like, damn. Because that doesn't say a whole lot, but it says a lot. Hey, he's a good player and he's here.
Yep.
For somebody, like, say that's just put it in perspective like this. If somebody say, hey, Ike, how you feel about Hugh? And knowing what you know about me and Ike's relationship, and Ike says, I work at Odyssey.
He's here.
And he's here too. You, like, I'm going to look at that and be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, that, I'm going to feel some type of way about that. So now, you know, you go on to Twitch and you're playing video games. You're already having a rough season. You're already dealing with all that.
Yeah.
And you think back to that moment. That's probably why I said what he said. That's why I'm like, man, listen. AJ, if you're listening, your best bet, your only recourse in this is to go talk to one.
I know, but we've been saying this for 2 years.
No, but it,
two
it's at
years.
This, and Jason Avant said it the other day. You're not winning this. This is a battle that you're not going to win.
There's no doubt. This is going to end with A.J. Brown on another football team next year. Anyone that is seeing this with clear eyes knows that.
I feel kind of bad for him.
I don't feel bad. I mean, come on.
Well, I feel because he feels kind of trapped. You know, he wants to be successful.
But he wants to be successful, right?
Yeah, not the team.
That's what frustrates me. They're 7-2. All they've done since if you go back, Hugh, what is it now? 14 months of football?
Yeah.
Think about their record. They lost one time from September on last year. They lost twice this year. They have lost 3 football games in almost like a season and a half,
yes.
And that includes a Lombardi Trophy. And all this guy does is complain.
But let me tell you something, Joe. And I know this is going to be hard for you, for anybody. I'm not trying to Ryan Clark you. That's not what I'm doing. But every football player, to a certain extent, is selfish. Some know how to deal with it better than others.
Yeah.
You know, because it's fun. Because you hear Ike talk about all the time. Ike was a hell of a player. He wasn't a starter. But Ike's sole purpose was to try to figure out how to start, right? And that's what he tried to do because he felt like he was better than that. And Ike was a hell of a player. And that's the mentality that you have to play at this level.
I appreciate that mentality. I know a lot of great players have that. That I need the ball, I want the ball, or whatever, all that stuff. Like, I'm the best in the room. I think to reach the level you guys reached, you, Ike, AJ, like, you have to have some of that. I get it. But this is putting himself above the team. He doesn't have to do this stuff. Now, you know what's going to happen the next time Sirianni talks, the next time Jalen Hurts talks. They're all going to be asked about this stuff again and his teammates. 215-592-9494. I joked at the end of the show yesterday, how long, what time is the tweet Instagram
that's crazy.
About AJ? And this it turned into a Twitch stream, and he said what he said. I'm tired of it. Are you tired of A.J. Brown? 215-592-9494. We're live at Klondike Case today. Your reaction to all this. Kyle, let's play that first one again, just in case people are just hopping in if they missed it, because I know this wasn't mainstream. It's becoming mainstream. More people are seeing it now. This was last night on a Twitch stream, A.J. playing Madden. Listen to what he said about where he's at and the kind of feeling he's got with himself on this team right now.
Hey, but look, everything be good, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything be straight. You know what I'm saying? Mental good, kids good, you know what I'm saying? Wife good, everything?
Yeah,
hey,
let's go, mean,
let's go, let's go. Trimmer.
I mean, yeah,
where have you been?
No, I was just checking up. Like, you my dog. Like, I still got, you know what I'm saying? I got to check up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like family good, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else? No.
Man, everything going to click, bro. Chat, chill, look. Everything going to click, bro. Trust me.
Show.
Oh, hey, bro. Hey, bro. No, you got chat cracking up, bro.
That was him. How you been? Yeah, I've been, yeah, struggling, brother.
Well, I'm glad they're cracking up. I'm glad they're all having a fun time listening to that. I'm not. I'm tired of the A.J. Brown stuff. Kyle back in the studio. Kyle, where do you come down as the Eagles kept A.J. Brown through the trade deadline? And we hoped, well, we'll just revisit this in the offseason. But obviously that lasted about 6 days here.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. Anybody making excuses for this guy or trying to explain this is just is living in La La Land right now. Like, oh. How can you not be tired of this?
La la la.
That's what I'm hearing from you right now. Like this whole generational thing. Why did Devontae not open his mouth one time last season when he had 800 yards? Jalen Hurts is a year younger than AJ Brown. He never opens his mouth and says stuff like publicly when the offense isn't going well. Like this is an AJ Brown problem and nobody else. It's an A.J. Brown problem. I'm with Joe. They should have just traded him. I didn't want to trade him, but now it's like, how can we ignore this, Hugh? How can we ignore this? It's getting ridiculous.
Let me tell you why. No, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. That's a perfect word. This is ridiculous that we wake up to this.
We should be talking about the Packers win right now. It's a statement win, the biggest win of the season so far. Devontae Smith, how he's becoming a true number one receiver in this league.
Yep.
The defense, Jalen Phillips, all this stuff. Like, we could be talking about the Lions right now, but nope. Guess what? A.J. Brown's the story again. It's inexcusable. I'm sick of it.
Every time someone else is about to get the shine or the team's about to get the shine, he takes it right away. Like, we treat him like he's this innocent, like, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just upset. He knows exactly what he's doing. BG came out of retirement, and he put the Instagram post up. They just won their biggest game of the year, and he took the story away again. This is what he's doing. He's making it all about him. They should have traded him 2 weeks ago. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Are you I don't know how else to say it besides I'm tired of A.J. Brown.
Tired.
The production doesn't match the nonsense. We've crossed over that line. There is a line with every player that's got a personality in sports. Does the production outweigh the nonsense? And we have crossed that line. Because I look at this guy's stats right now, and if his name wasn't A.J. Brown, you would say, who is this guy? Where does he rate in the NFL? This is a joke. Let's go to the phone lines here. Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
The same thing? Okay. That's the sticky stuff, right?
All right. Teddy in Chestnut Hill. Teddy's ready to roll. What's up, Teddy?
Hey. So it's time to ride the pines with Mr. Brown. I'm not going to call him by his first name, but their offense will be better off, and I don't really care about the money because it's not mine. That's Howie Roseman's problem, whether they trade him. But it's time to bench this guy, and actually I would probably suspend him for conduct or trim him until the team for the
remainder of the entire season.
He's on a Teddy.
My name's not Teddy.
Whatever your name is, that's what it says on the thing.
Teddy, what is your name? Because it says Teddy on the screen.
It's Mr. Teddy.
No, it's Teddy, fool. It's Teddy. Right, like I said,
fool,
Teddy.
Fool. I'm not a fool.
Like I said, Teddy. What did he do? Contact. What was conduct detrimental? Tell me what that was, Teddy.
Okay, first of all, your entire mantra for your radio station is to analyze what A.J. Brown said.
Teddy, I didn't ask you what my problem was. I asked you what is conduct detrimental. What does that mean? What does that mean when it comes to this specifically, Teddy?
Okay, his performance on the field is frigging horrible.
His performance on the field is predicated to the quarterback. That is not Teddy. Teddy, you know what? Because you came on here trying to get some respect, somebody calling you. Ain't nobody calling you Teddy. Teddy, we calling you Teddy. Okay, answer the question, Teddy.
Okay, conduct, there's various forms of conduct detrimental to the team. You could give.
I don't need the labor pain. Show me the baby, Teddy. How's the conduct detrimental?
Because he's making the offense not that good by.
How is he making the offense not that good, Teddy? Only way he can make the offense better is if the quarterback throws him the ball,
like
Teddy.
Two or three balls a game, sir.
Who's throwing him the ball, Teddy?
You're saying Jalen Hurts is the problem?
No, I'm saying, Teddy, you said his conduct is detrimental,
yeah,
Teddy.
All right, Teddy, we appreciate it. I'll answer.
I
kind of agree with him, so I'll say it. Because this is a distraction.
On the field, Joe.
No, not on the field. Well, on the field, I don't know if he's quite the same player anymore. I don't think he runs like he used to. I think years of leg injuries have changed his game.
And that's We don't know that for sure.
But that's my thought. I don't think he's the same player coming in out of breaks anymore. I don't think he has the same burst. But that's not so much detrimental as that's just unfortunate, right? Players decline. My issue is this stuff. This is a distraction. And if you don't think it is, you're living under a rock. Jalen Hurts is going to be asked about this today. Like, Jalen Hurts shouldn't have to drop back and think, oh, is AJ going to be pissed if he doesn't get the football? That's not how quarterback play should work. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. They made a mistake. They should have traded this guy. 215-592-94. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of AJ Brown. I am. Because this is a joke. I mean, like, he's giggling on there, putting himself above the team.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with
you. Get out, man. All right, they should have traded this guy. Your calls on all this. Plus, there was more drama yesterday. It has maybe nothing to do with this. Probably nothing to do with this, but another Eagle stepped away. What do we do? Another retirement?
What are we doing?
What's going on? J.R. Alexander, who John Ritchie had put him in the Eagles Hall of Fame last week, he left the team. He's retired.
How was John doing this morning, though?
It seemed like he was in a tough spot. We'll reminisce on one.
He was hurt. He was on his soapbox.
He loved him. All right. We'll reminisce on one of the great Eagles tenures of all time next, J.R. Alexander. But your phone calls on this. Are you tired of A.J. Brown? It is the Midday Show live today at Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. Don't forget, we're sponsored by the Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's on Sports Radio 94.
I got to read.
WIP.
Yes, by now you've heard me talk about my brand new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry softened with creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this year. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a bottle of Jack Daniel's Blackberry or two to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been cool. When I seen AJ, I came up and I hugged him and I said, you know, we're not in Brazil anymore, you know. So it was cool, man. He laughed about it. And, you know, all those guys are cool, man. It's a respect thing, that's all.
Well, it's a tough day here, Hugh. We say goodbye to Jair Alexander, Hugh. What a tenure, wasn't it?
Not, you know, yesterday.
Can they survive without him is the question.
Well, yesterday, you know, I didn't want to recklessly speculate, but you kind of wonder, as I try to gather my thoughts, because Teddy kind of ran me hot.
That's Mr. Teddy.
Man, I wish I would call somebody that call here Mr. Anything. It kind of makes you wonder. What the hell is this team doing to folks, man?
Well, it is. What we're talking about, and we're
maybe that's what AJ talking about.
All right. Jair Alexander, who the Eagles traded for a couple weeks ago, left yesterday. I mean, he's gone. He retired.
I'm out.
He's going to go focus on his mental and physical health. And see, it sounds to me like he's not sure if he wants to play football anymore. So, look, I'm not going to sweat this because I wasn't counting on much from him, right?
Like John Ritchie was.
John Ritchie basically.
Did we check on John?
I haven't checked on him yet. I was listening this morning. I mean, he basically put him in the Eagles Hall of Fame with you. I mean, that's.
John was excited.
He loved it. So, Jair Alexander retires. It is bizarre. This, bizarre is the only word I could use for this, right? I mean, this is the second veteran player they've brought in this season that is up and retired very quickly. Now, Za'Darius Smith gave them a handful of good games, and then he said, I'm out. And then now it's Jair Alexander. I have no idea if this stuff is correlated or it's just weird happenstance, but if you were counting on Jair Alexander, look for a different option at outside corner because he is out. 215-592-9494. We're live today, midday show, at Klondike. Kate's here, Hugh Douglas, and they have the pop-up sleigh bar. This place, by the way, is awesome. We were here a couple weeks ago, but now they it's totally different since we got here, right? Since we came 2 weeks ago, because they have changed it around with the Klondike Kate sleigh bar, of course, in Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's, and we have the special sleigh bar menu.
Yes,
here lies Sandy Claus. What else we have? We have Mummy's Dogs.
We didn't bring back the nut
Nightmare Before Nachos.
I wanted the nut job to come back.
Yeah, because this is, again, family show.
I'm just saying, that's the name of the drink.
You were that telling everyone here that you wish that was
bring
on the menu.
Bring back the nut job. I'm upset with Gianmarco a little bit, though, because he sprinted right past Thanksgiving, but it's beautiful in here.
It's festive, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to leave.
It's nice. And the Christmas music,
yep.
I caught myself singing it. And I feel like I'm a hypocrite a little bit.
Why? Because you're usually the Grinch with this
stuff.
Well,
I got on this soapbox and talked about how I was trying to bring back Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And, I mean, it just looks great here.
It's more fun this way. It is more fun. All right, come on by. We'll be here doing the show from 10 to 2. 215-592-9494 for Klondike Kate's in Newark, Delaware. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here on all this. Do we have to get back to the phone lines?
Yeah.
Oh, we do. Because we need to talk this out, whatever. I'm tired.
You need to talk it out.
I do, because I'm tired of A.J. Brown.
You got to let it go, man. I tried to tell you.
I can't let it go.
This is a staple. This is a staple in the African-American community. You just got to let stuff like this go, man. When you got the crazy uncle, you just give him a plate. You sit him in the corner. And when he says crazy stuff, you just act like you didn't hear anything.
That's kind of what we do with you.
No, that's – why y'all pointing at me?
WIP's version of that.
No, but I'm saying you got kind of used to it now, just let it go.
Well, there's also a culture here. It's called WIP. We yell about the receivers on the team, especially when they're malcontents. Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Sean,
hey,
what's
up? I don't normally call up here irritated, but I'm irritated this morning. Mm-hmm. For one, right? You said
at AJ Brown, right? At AJ?
No. Not at you, Joe, because talking about how he sounds like he don't want to play football. This is a guy that has an elite wide receiver talent, and he wants the ball. Okay, let's not make
Sean, I think you're mixing two stories together. Because he was talking about Jair Alexander that said
All right, let's put Sean on hold. He's got the speakerphone on. It's a whole mess. I mean, Sean, how do you listen to A.J. Brown and get mad at me? He's the one going on Rondo Janky, whatever the hell the guy's name is, stream. Janky Rondo, right? And talking about how it's a bleep show here. They just won a game. They just went to Lambeau and won the football game. They're 7-2. They could win back-to-back Super Bowls, and he says it's a bleep show, and you're mad at me? Like, this is the most displaced anger I've ever seen.
Joe's about to stand up today.
I'm going to be mad with Giglio today. It's his fault. No.
I'm trying to tell you, Joe.
I didn't do anything.
In the African-American community, I'm trying to bring you in, man. We've gotten accustomed to the crazy uncles or the people. We used to call them touched. He's a little touched.
You're touched, all right?
Let me just say, you know what I'm saying? He's a little touched. So you give him a plate. You give him a plate of food. You make sure they're straight. And you go on about your day. That's what you have to do in this situation, Joe.
Well, I think give him a plate.
Just give him a plate, man. And
The Eagles have given him 32 million plates.
Joe, we got to get ready for Detroit, man. We got time. We don't have time to do this.
Kyle, I don't know if I'm more mad at AJ or Hugh now.
Like, I'm just saying. When you told – no, see, listen.
Defending this nonsense.
No, I'm not defending anything. You and Kyle sat there yesterday, and y'all had the over-under. And if I recall, Kyle thought he was out of the woods. He thought he was cool. We can go back and play the sound bite because you asked the question.
I joked 3 a.m. last night.
No, but here's the thing.
It happened at like 1 a.m. No, this past night.
Here's the thing, though. You said we were out of the woods. You said we were out of the woods because Joe
no,
said,
"Oh,
what do you think he's gonna?"
I absolutely
I'm
did not.
Something.
Nope. I'm officially my power rankings have annoyed at. I'm annoyed at Hugh.
No, and I'm so annoyed at Hugh. What are you talking about?
Listen, why? What are you surprised at though? You knew.
I'm not
coming.
Surprised. I'm annoyed.
You know, but this actually is maybe a little
Let
bit.
Let it go.
This might be worse than the Instagram
Let
stuff because the Instagram stuff
Let
or the
it
tweets,
go.
It's like, what is he talking about? He's cryptic. Matt, he said it's a belief
Matt,
show
listen,
here.
I ain't got time to worry about what's going on with AJ Brown.
Yeah.
We got the Detroit
well,
Lions.
Well,
coming.
I got until 2 o'clock to get.
Hey, what did he say? What did they say? Tombstone
about AJ Brown.
Tell
AJ
him
Brown
I'm coming,
publicly.
And I'm bringing Hales with me.
It's a joke. It's this is
Tombstone.
A,
this
I got.
Is this
a
is our Tombstone.
Moment.
Hugh's got his head
it.
Plugged
go,
10
man.
Feet into the sand.
This is unbelievable. I mean, this.
I thought you were about to say something.
I'm thinking it. Let's go to Shoop in Minersville. What's up, Shoop?
Good morning, fellas. How we doing today?
Good morning, Shoop. Well, we're trying to get by. AJ Brown's just making me lose my mind.
I'm done, guys. I mean, straight up, I'm done. Like, we're trying to win another Super Bowl, and Joe, you're right. It's just constant distraction after distraction, making it about himself. When we're trying to focus on the ultimate goal, it's ultimate me over the team stuff. And yeah, let me ask you guys, is this what quietly withdrawing looks like? Is this what it sounds like? Because it's the ultimate hypocrite thing for him to tweet out. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to quietly withdraw. Is this what quietly withdrawing is like?
Oh, you're talking about from his last thing he said.
Yeah, well, he tweeted out that he was quietly withdrawing, being silent.
There is some irony to quietly withdraw, then go on Janky Rondo's Twitch stream and cry about it. I mean, they are totally opposite.
Can I help both of y'all out real quick?
Sure.
Okay. You're not going to like what I'm about to say, but.
Probably not.
He was asked a question. Right.
He was asked, how you doing?
Man? And he answered.
Come on.
No, I mean, Joe, how many times have somebody asked you a question you say, hey, Joe, how you doing? And you don't go into detail. Right. Like some people go into detail.
But
he went into detail.
Let me give you an analogy, and then we'll get right back to Shoop, who did call us, and now we're just destroying this phone call, okay? Let's pretend I had a tough day at home.
Yeah.
Let's pretend. I'm fine at home, but I had a tough day. Pretend I did. And then we come on, and I say, good morning, Hugh. You say, Joe, good morning. And I say, it's a bleep show at home. That's going to throw the whole show off. We can't
well,
get into our
first
topic.
I'm going to be like, wait a minute, what
happened? Well, I know you would. But it would throw the whole topic off. It would throw the whole discussion with our audience off because I'm making it about me. Sometimes you could just say, I'm fine, man. Let's just have fun. Like, you don't have to do that.
But here's the thing. Like, a lot of times, my daughter does this. And I love her for it because that means she's comfortable talking. I know when I ask my daughter how she's doing, I'm prepared for her answer because it's usually a long answer. Him and Janky Marco or whatever his name is, Janky Drew.
You're thinking of John Rondo.
John Marco or Janky Rondo. No, I'm not saying John Marco's Janky. I'm just saying I got the names mixed up.
I don't think John Marco's a streamer.
I can't see him
streaming video games.
No, my point is this.
He owns restaurants.
My point is this. Obviously, this is a safe space for AJ Brown to stream
the public Twitch stream.
Wait, let me finish because I know you're upset. I'm
it's as safe
to
as a space as everything we say on these airwaves.
I am trying to explain it to you guys.
Shoop, I'm losing it here, man.
But he felt like he was in a safe space, so he went into detail, and that's what it is. I gotta think that the PR department knows who they're dealing with when it comes to AJ, so they're doing their damage control right now. That's why, you know, Coach Sirianni and those guys, they're used to this right now. They are treating him like the uncle at the barbecue that you just, like I'm trying to tell you, hand him in a plate of food.
He's a $32 million a year wide receiver.
You hand him a plate of food, Joe. You ask him, is he
He's
okay?
He's not Uncle Hugh at the barbecue.
And then we got to get ready for Detroit. We ain't got time for all this soap opera drama.
That's why I'm annoyed.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Give him a plate of food and a soda. And go on about your business, and let's get ready for
All
the
right.
trip.
Shoop, what are you feeling, man? Because I got done with Hugh now.
Hugh, let me ask you this. So if you were to go on, let's say, the morning show, and they ask you, how you doing, Hugh? You're like, oh, everything's great. Things are great. Love the neighbor, Skip. Love everything, you know. But
don't,
everything
don't
else
love Skip,
is,
though.
It's,
I'm not going to tell that.
Show. It's a bleep show. You know. And then later in the show, you kind of allude to the fact that, like, oh, well, Kyle and Joe are hogging up my airtime. I'm not getting a whole lot of time to talk. Is it not fair for us to talk about that?
But shoot, they do that every day anyway. And when you say it's a bleep show, it's that every day anyway.
But we
so what are you talking about?
But hold on. But we purposely create a bleep show.
But what I'm saying. But what are we talking about?
Our job is a bleep show. AJ's job is to play football.
Yes, Shoop. Actually, that was a great analogy. Okay, Shoop, great phone call. If you were, let's say, because last week or 2 weeks ago, you were a guest on the morning show, right, for the Birds of the Bay. And Joe said, good morning, Hugh, how you doing? Things fine. But, you know, and he has a midday show. It's a bleep show. They don't let me talk. They talk over me. They're annoying. I finally get my shine on this show. My goodness, that would cause an uproar at WIP. It would cause an uproar. I mean, let's be real about it. It would create a distraction for the station. You know who would not love it? Blue Jeans Lakin. He'd be asked questions about it. Is she okay? Is the midday show okay? It doesn't help morale. Would you agree with that if you did that?
That's a hell of an analogy, Joe.
Okay. I'm just saying. Well, Shoop's analogy. Just play off that.
This is a hell of an analogy.
Okay, I'm just saying. Would that help morale? No, it wouldn't help morale. It wouldn't help the goal of being the best show.
Or you know what else would help the show?
What's that?
Is if you have other people that are trying to, like, steal somebody's spot on the show. But it happens all the time.
You bringing up Rhodes again with Spike? 215-592.
I mean, 94-94. Since we chose this
we're
segment
having
to
fun.
Be messy.
We're having fun with that.
The
bottom line is,
are we having fun, Joe? Because it
feels
AJ. It feels like arts imitate life. We're dysfunctional, but we're doing just fine. So what are you talking
about?
But
we're supposed to be dysfunctional. We're a radio
that's
show.
What I'm saying. What makes you think the Eagles? What makes the Eagles great? They're dysfunctional. Well, they are soap opera.
They are our soap opera.
They scored also 10 points, Hugh.
And they won. And we got Detroit. Listen, get that man a plate of food and a soda, and let's get ready for Detroit.
Well, weren't you the one talking about that you were worried about Detroit? Could a reason be that the offense hasn't been that good this year?
And hello, that's why I need to get ready for Detroit. That's why I ain't got time for this.
How about AJ?
You aren't playing in the game.
Ain't got time.
AJ is, and he's yapping on Twitch.
What's that famous movie line from Predator? Ain't got time to bleed. We got work to do. We went back to work today. Let's go to work.
Well, someone, instead of getting some sleep last night, was on Twitch screaming about the quarterback.
Okay, and Cooper DeJean was at the basketball game.
Good for him. And I'm not angry at Cooper DeJean. I mean, like, I don't tell you. I'm not annoyed at Cooper DeJean. I'm annoyed at AJ. I'm tired of it.
How long are we going to be? How many weeks is it going to be we annoyed at AJ? Because this is what he does. Like, seriously, I am in the camp of the individual.
How about he stops doing it?
He's not, Joe. He's not.
Basically you're saying I need to change, not him?
No, yes. Okay. You need to ignore him.
You
need to ignore that.
All right, well, you know
this
what?
Let's get ready for Detroit.
Hugh, man.
I'm losing it.
This is the Twitter people saying, you stop talking about it. This is nothing.
No, it's not.
It's delusional.
Kyle, this is where I am with this. We have the toughest stretch of football we're going to face these next couple weeks, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't have time to deal with your foolishness. If you want to go on a Twitch stream and talk about what you're not doing or whatever, we're going to try to keep winning these football games.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, and I put it out there, maybe he's feeling some kind of way because the quarterback didn't give him a ringing endorsement. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's something you need to work out. You see the man every day. Mm-hmm. You see that man every day.
Yeah.
And you don't say anything to him. What does that say about you? Kind of cowardly.
Yes.
Why are we making this about, like, you or us? AJ is the one complaining. He's the one that has to play in the game.
Because
I know you found your football roots again yesterday, but, like, you're not in the game.
Because
the guy's a distraction. Let's just
because that's the mantra that they're probably taking at the Novacare Complex.
He is a distraction,
and they kept him.
I know, and they should have traded him. Like I that's where I'm at this morning. They should have dumped this guy 2 weeks ago. And for everyone out there, how could you think about trading a player like AJ Brown? He had 2 catches for 13 yards. You could find a receiver on the street to give you 2 catches for 13 yards.
And to be fair,
his production stinks this year.
And to be fair,
stinks.
Joe, we don't know for certain if that's him.
No, I it's fine.
Or the quarterback.
But that's the why. But the it, his production stinks. His production is middle. Among receivers in the NFL, if his name wasn't A.J. Brown, we'd never talk about
it.
So I can't deal with this kind of distraction where you say it's a. He went on and he said his situation is a bleep show within the team. Dude, you're a distraction and you're not putting up any production. Any. LeVert and Erie Avenue's up. What's up, LeVert?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
LeVert, what's up, man?
Oh, man, listen. You, I'm with you on this. This is a lot of different things. It's cultural. It's
drunk Oak at the barbecue, Joe. I try to tell you.
The fact that AJ is a young guy, he's still in his formative years, believe it or not. Your brain isn't even fully developed until you're 26. So you got to understand all these factors.
Hold on. I appreciate the psychology lesson. Jalen Hurts is the same age, man. Like, he acts like a grown up. We can't just do that. Time out. LeVert, it's an excuse we make for people that we want to make an excuse for. Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith are the same age. They act like professionals because they are professionals. We do this with immature people because we want to excuse their behavior. He is a pro, LeVert. He has been paid twice with some of the biggest contracts in the history of the sport for his position. The idea that he is young and immature does not fly with me, man. It doesn't fly.
Not fly with you, okay. but the fact remains that this is what he is. And I'm not making an excuse for him. I'm letting you know why he has the problem he has right now, okay? Had he went about it differently, you would probably see different results on the field also. Yeah, true, he may have lost a step, which I don't think he has. I think it's a lot of the different things that's going into this. Play calling, Jalen does not see him as often because he's usually covered up. It's a lot of factors, and he needs to be able to handle it better. I'm not excusing him, but to go to say he needs to be traded, if they were going to trade him,
they should have traded him two weeks ago.
Trust me, it would have been done. They went through the T.O. fiasco. Lori and Howie remember that. They're not going to make that same mistake again.
They already made a mistake. They should have traded him 2 weeks ago. This is not worth the headache. We're letting our feelings, and LeVert, good phone call, we're letting our feelings get in the way of facts. The facts are he didn't play 2 weeks ago and they had their best offensive game of the season. Those are facts. Mm-hmm. He came back, played, did nothing, and then complained, and they scored 10 points. Does anyone see the irony in this?
No.
Oh my goodness, we can't survive without A.J. Brown. Oh, when he's not there, we score a lot of points. He comes back, he does nothing, we score 10 points, and he complains. This is a joke.
But see, here's the thing, Joe. A.J. being on the field, even if he's not productive, he garners a lot of attention.
Then why they score 10 points?
This is the thing. He garners a lot of attention, and not having him in your offense changes your offense, even though he's not as productive. That's probably. I'm trying to give you a solution why they're looking at it the way they're looking at it.
But I get it. But the scales are being tipped.
No, they are. It's starting to be tipped in Devontae's favor.
And it's being tipped into he's not worth this. It's a distraction. I'm tired of it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, jeez, Luis. We got Mr. Teddy. Hugh Douglas with his head so far in the sand.
This is insane.
How are you breathing today?
No, listen. Because I believe on some level, this is a troll job. Yeah,
Then is it fair to be tired of being trolled?
Why y'all yelling?
No.
Trolling is annoying.
I just want to say one thing.
That's the whole point.
I just want to say one thing. We got to hit this. We'll come back. Devin's going to join us. He is a captain.
You got to see on his chest for a reason.
The idea that he's trolling everyone and ripping his teammates or ripping his team in a situation, you're a captain. We had someone call earlier and say they should bench him. They should take the C off his chest on Sunday. He's a captain. He's the captain on a Super Bowl champion team.
I feel like you're about to stand up.
I if we weren't in public, I would stand up. He is a captain. If I was Nick Sirianni, I would be embarrassed that my players voted him a captain. This is not captain behavior. I'm done with him. 215-592-9494. All right, Devin's going to join us on the other side. I need to talk to someone else. Devin, I need you to come on. And
what are you saying?
Well, I need a few minutes to calm down and stop yelling about AJ, ask Devin some questions about the Eagles and Phillies.
I feel attacked.
It wasn't specifically about you, but it was kind of about you. Anyway, we're having fun. We're at the Slay Bar at Klondike Kate's. Come on down. We will discuss the AJ thing. Devin joins us on the other side. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.